This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
JB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and our perspectives on things, including the election, pre-election jitters. Most people are reflecting what Victoria is saying, let's get this done. Jennifer's tried and failed to escape talking about this on her local Los Angeles program. It's pretty much all about that. So here's my question. All of the reports that are coming in on early voting suggest that it's a tighter race. But there are those who are taking the opportunity in the news media to say the signs still look good for Clinton. What I want to know is, where are they getting this data? How is it that people know how the early absentee ballots that have already been cast? I didn't think those were supposed to be counted and acknowledged or publicized until the day of the election. Hello, this swings people's idea or gives people something. Well, I was born better there. I should vote this way. What the hell is this all about?
And where did this come from? They basically count the number of returned ballots from Democrats and the number of returned ballots from Republicans.
So it says on the outside of the ballot, that's right, too, because you choose your ballot. Are you a Democrat
Correct.
Or a Republican? So what do we need to do about fixing that? That's just
so
wrong.
So basically, they're not really, I mean, you could have a million Democrats voting for Trump. You could have a million Republicans voting for Clinton.
So it's bogus and we shouldn't pay attention to
it? Well, it's not a great predictor, but it is just, it kind of tells you if people are voting their party, where things stand. And that's what they use those numbers for. I think early voting just in general stinks. I think if you can't make it to the, I mean, voting is our duty,
Some
right?
Some states in Oregon, you can't vote unless you have you got to mail the vote in.
Right.
I didn't know that. Do you know that?
In another state, too. I think Colorado is all by mail.
Really?
Oh, you mean there are no polling places?
No polling
places.
Just
mail only.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think just leaves you, I feel like that leaves you open for a lot of fraud. I mean, once the ballot leaves your hand, how do you know exactly what happens to it? It's kind of a weird thing.
And you're trusting the postal service? I mean, okay.
I don't know about this early voting
in
general.
FedEx it maybe, but.
We have election day. Go to the polls.
Well, we should have election weekend. It ought to be in the good weather instead of the middle of, or as the weather gets horrible on a Tuesday. What in the world are we, why are we sit still for this stuff?
I can actually answer the question for you.
Please. But you want me to ask the question first, or you know what?
No, you actually did without realizing it. The reason that it's on the first, or the first Tuesday.
First Tuesday.
Second
actually,
Tuesday.
It is, because it's the second Tuesday.
It's the second Tuesday in November. The reason for that is that Tuesday was picked because we were pretty much like it's an old decision because people would go to church. And usually you'd have to go vote and you'd actually have to travel to go vote. So people would not be able to get there in time, leave church on Sunday and be somewhere Monday to vote. So that's why voting was on Tuesday. And November was chosen because being an agrarian society, people, like the crops were
all done.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's over now.
Crops were done and it was before the real winter weather kicked in, and so that's why they picked November.
I love that our country has so many things that are based on the 1700s. It's like so progressive of us.
Well, if I can get on a plane in London last night and be home in 6.5 hours, I think we could probably manage to get people to the polls, don't you think, on some day other than the first or second Tuesday of November and all that. So, well, yeah, that's the tradition and that's the story.
I mean, the Electoral College, so people couldn't, you know, because they couldn't leave their farms.
We're screwed by the Electoral College. And my vote doesn't count, depending on how I vote, in Massachusetts any more than Jennifer's counts in California, depending on how she votes. So, and then I'm looking, the other thing is, excuse me, we were talking about how this cycle just keeps going around and around and around. If you look at the financial markets, excuse me, specifically gold, the metals markets, though, in general, I liked in livestock, commodities, if you want to look across the whole commodity scheme of things, the early November trade has been very rough because there's so much up and down I don't think most people know this unless you're in the markets or you're trading or you're, you know, you're really watching your 401k or whatever it is that you may have for investments. But the stuff has gone up and down like a yo-yo because every day there's some new crazy story about who's going to win. And then the markets are betting on this and then they're betting on that. And it just shows you how flaky it is. And by the way, this more goes to Victoria's contention. This is harmful for our psyche, our society, our country. This long protracted, I bet you, 5 minutes after the election results are on all the television networks next Tuesday night, there'll be, who's going to run in 4 years? Yeah. And we'll go through this same damn circus again because we put up with it. We have television networks built around it. Fox, CNN, MSNBC. It's all about who's going to be elected to what.
It's all money. I've said for so long, why don't we have a limited amount of time and a limited amount of money?
What do they do everywhere else? European desire. Yeah. Anywhere you see a democracy, a true democracy.
So you can't buy an election. If you're the person that America wants, then you're the person America
how
wants.
How much of this, though, Victoria, is built on these people that control the markets playing with us? They know when to sell, when to short, and then when to buy based on, you know, whatever the polls say,
right,
or
prediction,
whatever today's rumor is, or that. And I'm wondering if that isn't part of this whole scam, frankly.
Right.
All right, food for thought. It is. It's a scam. Doctor, I'll tell you who is not a scam. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the medical news of the week in just a moment.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief.
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion.
Check.
Dry technology.
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free.
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The easiest decision you'll make all week is to shop Kohl's this weekend, because Kohl's will give you tax break savings with an extra 10% off and an extra $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. Plus, shop late Friday or early Saturday and take an extra 15% off jeans for the family, already on sale. Stack the savings and save even more this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 11/4 through 11/6. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
So my wife orders me Harry's shaving set.
Something had to be done.
All right, I admit it. I tend to use the same blade a lot. It's not that I'm cheap.
Well,
do you know how much razors cost?
It's ridiculous.
Right. So it arrives, and I have to say, pleasantly surprised. The razor itself is high quality. It feels good in the hand, well balanced, not cheap. Oh, and the blades are top quality. Harry's owns the factory in Germany where they manufacture them. And the shaving gel.
It smells incredible.
Yeah, but I like it because, well, my neck is
sensitive.
Right. But with Harry's, I'm getting a comfortable shave for half the price of the leading five-blade brand.
And when he needs more blades, they're shipped right to the house.
So, yeah, I definitely recommend Harry's. Why wouldn't you?
Try Harry's free trial set yourself. Your trial set includes a razor with one of their quality blades and foaming shave gel for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. As a bonus for radio customers, get a free post-shave balm with code 1166 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 1166. At checkout to claim your offer.
For those calling for Dr. Ken and his report, let's get at it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, well-known national figure when it comes to cardiology, the practice of taking care of your heart. But he also has a wonderful grasp of what's going on in the medical world, the conventional medical world, the studied medical world, if you will. So let's start with canola oil and how it may be good for you. I thought this sounds counterintuitive to me, but
This is specifically how it can help you lose weight in your lower abdomen. You know, I'm not trying to boast, Doug, but you know I lost about 40 pounds in 2015.
Yeah.
But my remaining place where it's been a struggle to lose is in the lower abs. And what people will tell you who work out, who train, they'll tell you that you can't specifically lose fat in a specific spot of the body. You have to just keep working at it and work away. But the really exciting news is, this is out of the Obesity Society's annual scientific meeting, is that you can actually lose specifically lower abdominal fat by taking in canola oil. And I'm about to try this.
You mean cooking or just using it in general?
In the article, I looked in the article, and they didn't specifically tell how much.
A teaspoon of it.
They just basically said based on the energy needs of the individual. Huh. But I'm going to have at least a serving a day. In this study, in 1 month, people were losing significant amounts of lower abdominal fat. Yeah. The visceral fat, the deep fat that's responsible for circulatory problems.
Well, I've got a couple of little fat molecules after my trip.
Let's all get on canola oil.
All right, let's get to another thing from your specialty. Here's some good news for those of you who like to eat an egg every day.
Yes, I would like to reassure people that eating an egg is safe. In fact, this comes out of the American College of Nutritional Journal, that eggs can reduce inflammation that can trigger disease. A daily egg cuts stroke risk, Doug, by 12%. Eggs contain antioxidants and are excellent sources of protein, about 6 grams in the typical egg, and as well as vitamins E, D, and A. 3.5 grams of protein if you don't eat the yolk, but don't be afraid. I eat about 4 to 6 egg yolks per week, no more than 1 per day. They don't, at that rate, increase your cholesterol, which was previously thought, but saturated fats, trans fats do, not eggs or egg yolks that have a lot in the yolk. But apparently, and I know this from myself, if you don't eat more than 1 a day, you won't increase your cholesterol eating an egg yolk.
They're just yucky, though. Ugh.
You don't like eggs.
You don't like eggs?
I don't like eggs.
Well, all right. Even hard-boiled.
Well, hard-boiled's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to get them really hard-boiled. Having dinner at 2 in the afternoon looks like a good idea if you want to lose weight here.
Well, this is another idea for those who've tried everything and nothing seems to work. Because, you know, more than 2 in 3 adults are considered either overweight or obese in America, increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, fatty liver disease, as well as several types of cancer. But in this study, what they did was they discovered that eating between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., followed by an 18-hour daily fast, keeps appetite levels more even throughout the day. And this is in comparison of what most of us do from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. eat, which is the typical American diet.
All right, let's check in with Super Beets and get a fast overview of your recommendation for people and why they ought to use this superfood, Super Beets.
Well, we know from Nobel Prize-winning information that we need to continuously make nitric oxide. It's a gas, the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's used as a messenger to help the blood vessels open up so that the red blood cells carrying oxygen, after they give off the nitric oxide, then the red blood cell can get in, deliver the oxygen from head to toe. It's also used to signal body processes throughout the body, and you need to remake the nitric oxide, and you need the building blocks to make it. And that's what's so wonderful about these products. Neo 40 helps get the tank of building blocks up so it can make nitric oxide. If you need a boost of nitric oxide to avoid those high energy drinks, then you go to Super Beets.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Contest as to who's going to start playing Christmas music on the radio first.
We are.
I think I announced last week, there was somebody who already started just before Halloween. Well, now there are four or five more stations. I'm going to bet that now that we're in November, there are going to be a whole bunch of, a whole bunch of them that have changed. So the latest one is WELJ at Montauk, Long Island. Let's see, I saw one in Indiana and Ohio. And let's see here, where else did I see something? Some of the smaller stations in smaller markets are doing it, but there'll be the big stations will be doing it, I'm betting. Has it turned yet in L.A.?
They usually, no, not yet.
They haven't yet, but they'll do it. Well, I mean, it just will happen.
It'll
in New
done.
York, if,
right.
Is there any in New York?
Well, the big station here is Light FM. That's, yeah. I think, 106.7 in New York City. And that they're famous for having, they kill everybody in the ratings from Thanksgiving night on with Christmas music.
With Christmas music, yeah.
Yep.
That's when it's appropriate, but all these guys, they want to get started early. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, it's time for a Throwback Thursday at 25 past the hour. These are the top five songs from this week in 1991, starting with Boys to Men, a song called Motown Philly, number five. This week, 1991 is the year. Let's crack this up, Kara. And Jen loves Boys to Men. I think you like
it. I love it.
Victoria, you like it?
Yeah, I don't mind this. I think this was their first hit.
Was it 91? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah. All right, number four this week in 91 belongs to a group called Firehouse. Love of a Lifetime. Firehouse. These old firemen, or who are these people?
This just cracks me up that in 1991, an 80s hair band still had a song on the charts. I mean, these guys have the giant hair, and they're just like a metal band from the 80s.
I used to use this song when I started doing this program, or shortly, there are a couple of different versions of this song. This one is the one that did the best as far as the charts are concerned. Bonnie Raitt's version of Something to Talk About. It's a good talk radio theme. Right? I thought I was so cool when I used this.
Yes.
Yeah,
look, she says talking.
Yeah, right. Ooh, she's singing about talking. Yay! Number
this
three.
This had a big resurgence during that Julia Roberts, Dennis Quaid movie. Also called Something to Talk About.
That's yeah. right. Very good.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Number two, a sort of remake, although I don't think it sounded anything like the original one. Marky totally Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Great Vibrations. That sounds like a Beach Boys to me. Number two this week, 1991.
Marky Mark had the abs and he used to drop his pants all the time.
He's still doing that. Mark Wahlberg, if you didn't know, those of you who are unwashed, is Marky Mark. Let's listen to this. He and his brother went down different streets with music. This was after he got out of jail, right?
Before he went to jail. He got into a little bit of trouble. But yeah. In comparison to what
some of the
people are doing today.
Rappers do, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number one song this week in 1991 belongs to Mariah Carey. This is when she was really good, I thought. I like this song. I like her. Song's called Emotions, number one this week, 1991, on our Throwback Thursday overview of the hot hits in 91 in this circumstance.
This is before she was Mimi and before she lost her mind.
That's right.
Hi, 28 after. Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air.
The holidays can get a little competitive. Whose house is covered in the most decorative lights? Whose sweater is the most festive? Whose gingerbread house is eaten the fastest? Whose gift is most thoughtful? Well, there's one part of the holidays that's not a competition, and that's who brings you those gifts. Because at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more online purchases to homes than anyone else in the country. That's right, anyone, even you-know-who. Ho, ho, ho! The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's American Veterans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thanks for being residents of the world, members of the human race. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen on the air the 34 minute after the mile. Is that again, Doug? Oh, no, I'm not used to telling time. I've been off for 10 days. And I want to thank the three ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, for doing an excellent job, nice job, fun job, good is not the right word for it, but it's the best word I can come up with right now, because I'm just happy that I have the ability now to go away for a little bit. And
you're like a real human.
Yes.
You're like Pinocchio. You're a real boy.
Yeah, it is. All right. As long as I'm not like Pinocchio with my nose, I'm okay. So with the end of the baseball season, the Cubs won the series first time since 1908, beat the Indians in Game 7, quite an exciting and late game. There, I was looking back through, Jennifer, some of the great announcers And because we've paid tribute, we as a country, I think, to Vin Scully, his role in the World Series over the years, his role in baseball, his role as an announcer, his role as a human being. I thought it was pretty interesting. I hadn't thought about this, but I'm somebody who used to love to listen to the Red Sox games. I'm not a big sports fan, as most of you know, but I do like baseball, and I loved Curt Gowdy. Curt Gowdy was the Boston Red Sox guy for years and years and years, and then he went on to work for NBC and pretty much all the networks, the same way as Mel Allen did, Red Barber did, Harry Carey did, and you can come up with a dozen more names like Vin Scully. But what they used to do that ticked Scully off, I was just reading the story of Vin Scully's life, and because he's obviously been interviewed by everybody in the world as his career ended at the age of 87, I think it was, 67 seasons with the Dodgers.
Wow.
And he was he was doing the Dodgers games. And when the Dodgers would be involved in the World Series, he'd have to play second fiddle on the national TV and radio games to Curt Gowdy, and he didn't like it. And he didn't like Gowdy, apparently. And the same was true with whenever, the Orioles were in it or whoever was in it. They had their local guy working to give them national exposure. Gowdy became the voice of, after the Red Sox, he became the voice of lots of different athletic events on NBC. And so, because he was such a good baseball guy, he had that voice. These guys, Scully's the last one. They had Mel Allen and Red Barber and Mel and Harry Carey. They had such distinctive voices. The only one that I can come close to now is Jim. He was for the Miller. What's Scott Miller? Johnny Miller. What's Miller's first name? The guy who does.
What team does he call?
Authoritative. I don't know what team. He used to Baltimore. I think it's John Miller. I think his first name is John. Anyway, he's got one of those voices like Scully and the old baseball guys, but they just don't have anymore. Jack Buck's kid. Yeah, he's a nice kid, but he didn't have what his old man had.
Boring.
Yes, my God. That's it. You just hit the nail on the head. That's exactly right, Victoria. Their voices and their commentary is pedantic and boring. And I think that may be part of the trouble. We were talking earlier about the problems the NFL is having getting people to watch their games. Part of it is all of the controversy surrounding the games, and people just don't like the league, et cetera, et cetera. But I think also the commentary is flat. Now, you can say, Doug, who the heck are you? You're no expert on football. No, but I'm a good broadcaster, and I can tell what people listen to and what they like and what they don't like by their comments. And if people are talking about the announcer instead of the game, that means he's a bad announcer.
Right.
If you don't become part of it, Vince Scully was the wallpaper. Harry Carey was the wallpaper.
The most beautiful wallpaper. That's the thing.
Right. But they didn't get involved in the game. Johnny Most used to do the Celtics play-by-play, and he was the most notorious homer that there ever was as a broadcaster. He hated all the other teams, and he'd yell and scream about the Red Sox. Havlicek stole the ball! And you could hear him in his voice. But it was okay, because that's what people sort of expected from him. And he built his reputation around that. But for the most part, these guys today just are like some of the people that are hosting, morning radio shows and the music stations through the day. It's just all so flat.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dougie.
Oh, yeah. But, it's interesting that you mentioned this, Doug, because I was talking to a radio consultant friend of the show recently, and we were talking about the World Series and MLB, and he said something that I'd never thought of before. He said, what's really sad? And he was saying much what you're saying. There are no great Vin Scullys anymore.
No.
He said, of any sport ever invented, baseball was designed for radio.
Yep.
And I never thought about that way. Football,
he's
professional
right.
Football is designed for TV. We know that. Yeah. The breaks, yep. I mean, everything is all about the TV commercials.
Yep.
But
yep.
Radio and baseball just go hand in hand. And when you don't have that recognizable voice or that personality that you rely on, it's almost like they're a member of the team when they're good.
Right.
And, even in the movie Major League, which my boyfriend made me watch this weekend because I hadn't seen it in years. And it's a great movie. And Bob Uecker is hilarious. And he's almost a member of the team.
Yeah.
And you just don't find that much anymore.
Nope, you don't. All right, so I just wanted everybody to sort of think about that in perspective. So I've gotten a few emails this morning from people. Thank you. And some posts. I'm going to post, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, but today during the day I'm going to post some of the things from my trip to England that I want to share with people. Much of it was very personal.
Pictures, yeah.
And
yeah,
I want to see. But if you go to Facebook now, you'll see, I think, three that I posted last night. If we did it the right way, Meredith showed me how to kind of do it. I'm not sure I put it on the right. It might have been on my personal Facebook page.
I think, yeah, it's on the personal page then, yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to get it over to facebook.com/DJV show. A lot of action.
Did your photo posting skills actually stick? Because remember, the last time I saw you was the Friday before you left, and I was teaching how to post photographs.
You did. I didn't want to share the photographs until we actually went through them, and I decided which ones I wanted to share and which ones I didn't. And so that's kind of where I am right now. And then I just got a note from the guy. I'm going to go to Israel to do the program Christmas week. I thought it would be very interesting to be in Israel during the Holy Week, during Christmas week. And I'm going to go by myself, as it turns out. My pal thinks that it's too dangerous to go that week. Because, you know, it's just who
I think your pal's right, by the way.
Oh, do you? Well,
I wouldn't.
I'm going anyway. I'm going to go celebrate Uri's birthday with him on the 20th of December, and then
you'll be fine. I have friends who go to Israel all the time. You're fine.
So one of the reasons I bring it up is because I just realized that Netanyahu's up for re-election, and that's going to be the big talk because there's some political newcomer named Yair Lapid, who is a moderate. He's not a right-winger like Netanyahu. He's not a left-winger like some of the others that are trying to get control. And they have a very interesting political system there. And they have so many different parties, and they have to come up with governments that, you know, sort of coalitions with this party and that group and the other parties. So this guy is a moderate, and he apparently is ringing lots of bells. They have been, Israeli politicians and elections have been so either outrageously to the right or to the left over the years, at least in my observation, and certainly the last 10 or 12 years have been, it's like, what goes on here? They can't get together. They can't get anything done. So this guy is somebody to look for. Not that you're going to remember him as a household name, but Yair Lapid. I mean, everybody knows who Netanyahu is in America, mostly because he looks like an American and he sounds like an American. You know, and he went to school at Princeton. And he grew up, he spent a lot of time in New York and New Jersey. So he just sort of feels like another American. To me, anyway. Does anybody else have that read on him?
Yeah.
When you listen to Netanyahu talking, doesn't he? It just seems like another American.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, it's an observation that's worth making, I think, perhaps. In a moment, some observations about food, as food news is next here, 43 after the hour.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Maybe you're not a numbers guy. Maybe you don't know the difference between pi r squared and pi r round. Doesn't matter. Proving only the Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker cargo van stacks up is a piece of cake. The Metris Worker has 57 cubic feet more cargo volume than the Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase. That's about the size of a New York City apartment these days. And if you want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can carry three of them in the Metris Worker. With the Ford Transit Connect, the third gorilla walks. The Metris Worker has more capabilities than a Transit Connect, and with a $25,995 starting price, has a low cost of ownership. Ain't math grand? The Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker Cargo, starting at $25,995. See your local dealer or go to mbvans.com. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris Worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Comparison based on publicly available vehicle specifications for the 2016 Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase.
Fall's here, football's on, and it's the perfect time to step up our game, gentlemen. Come into JCPenney now for amazing deals to help you layer up. Find select St. John's Bay solid suede Henleys for only $7. And check out select St. John's Bay sweaters for just $20. Pile on extra savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Step up your game and save big at the JCPenney Lucky Day Sale. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Call 11-2 to 11-6. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
On air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Better than a cup of coffee and a Prozac.
Prozac? Who needs Prozac?
We don't need any Prozac.
Carefree, 47 after the hour. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug with a focus on Halloween. And I wondered
you
what...
You have been gone a while.
Say what?
You have been gone a while.
Well, I was just thinking there was an announcement from M&M's before Halloween that they were changing one of their flavor. They're adding a flavor they had posted last Tuesday or the Tuesday before that they were putting in a new caramel and chocolate candy, which is 190 calories per serving. Can you imagine how well that'll go over caramel and chocolate M&Ms? So I'm not sure they're available yet, though. They may not be available till next year. Anyway, I was thinking about the favorites that were available for Halloween and what was the most significant candy here. And then I started thinking about Halloween in England, where I was. I was in Glastonbury, which is the most pagan of all the pagan cities in England. And people don't even think about, you know, they think about the Church of England, but there are as many pagans, and they call themselves pagans, who live in England, especially in the countryside, as there are members of the Church of England, which is a big secret that nobody wants to talk about until it comes to Halloween. When the parades, I have some pictures, we'll get them posted, of the Halloween parade that I was in the middle of. I was walking back from dinner by myself, and there's this guy yelling in the street, and the drums are banging away, and it's late in the afternoon on Halloween, and they have this big dragon that they've hauled out, and this guy on this chair who's, you know, they're all in uniform. I mean, not in uniform, in costume. And there were thousands of people, and they all, this is a pagan ritual and a pagan ceremony that they embrace. And only people who are pagans, I don't know whether you have to have a card that says I'm a card-carrying pagan, but the only people who really participate in this, including children doing trick-or-treat, are from pagan families. And it really is. I found it fascinating.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, right. And they go around, they collect candy the same as we do here, that sort of thing. But it just, it felt rather... It was unusual to see the culture. We get so used to our own culture and the way we do things, we think it's the only way it's done. But not so in this case. So there's my Halloween story, 10 before the hour.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health,
more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Timberlake with the movie music from Trolls. Justin Timberlake is one of the voices, I believe, of this movie out this weekend.
Yeah.
And James Corden is also one of the voices.
Anna Kendrick. This movie has gotten so much buzz for so many months. It's incredible.
Is it because of Timberlake? He's a very popular personality, yes, to be sure. I think he brings a lot to anything he gets involved in. Thinking back to when he was in the Mickey Mouse Club, and then he was in NSYNC, and now as a solo act, as an actor. But here, this the Trolls thing. But you said Anna Kendrick was in this as well Gwen Stefani, I think, yeah?
Yeah, I think Gwen Stefani lends her voice to a character. Justin Timberlake did the whole album with all of the stars, so it's been getting so much buzz since the summer when he first put that song out that we just heard. And, I think it's going to be a great movie for kids and families, and it's gotten some really good reviews, and I think it's going to be a big hit.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking back at some of the things that he did in his career. He started singing. As a matter of fact, he performed on stage at the Grand Ole Opry when he was 10 years old.
Wow.
He gave Britney Spears her first kiss.
and probably first something else, too.
Cry Me a River. It's
about their breakup. They dated for a while. Yeah,
they did really?
For a while. Oh, yeah. When they broke up, it was like Charles and Di breaking up. I mean, it
really?
Was a big
Apparently,
deal.
He's a great golfer as well.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Right. Gets a lot of attention when he's on Saturday Night Live. He's got his own brand of tequila. Did you know that?
I have enjoyed
tequila.
It.
Tequila. Have you?
901 is the brand.
Really? And yeah. Why is it better or different than anybody else's tequila?
Well, I don't know that it's better. It's very smooth. Yeah. It's a good tequila. Hmm. And I think he has a cologne, too, called 901.
What, does it smell like the tequila? So you can smell like you're drunk and not really be drunk? What is that? What goes with that?
Yeah, well.
Okay.
And he has a clothing line, too.
He has a clothing line, doesn't he?
He does. William Rast. Yep. Good jeans.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some other actors and actresses and what's going on in their careers as we continue here. Chucker's Not Here, Movie Moments at 56 past the hour.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
All right, so I'm looking at some of these other actors and actresses that have been in movies lately. John Lithgow, for example, gets knocked off in the current movie that stars Ben Affleck. He's a major character in it. He's going to play, though, Winston Churchill in something called The Crown. And I find it interesting that this is a British production, by the way.
Yeah.
They hire an American.
I know, right? Isn't that fun?
And such a New York actor. He really is. Lithgow is a real New York actor. And the fact that he's playing that, I find
very
interesting.
He has deep roots in the theater world.
Yes. Yeah, he's a theater guy. Yeah. Right.
Well, it's interesting. I saw a clip of him as Winston Churchill, because The Crown is a Netflix series that's getting a lot of buzz. Yeah. So, and he looks really good in it.
Yeah. I can see where he'd play that okay. Allison Janney, here's somebody who's coming a long way. I didn't realize she was 56 years old. Do you think? I thought she was a kid in the West Wing. She's doing well for herself. She was kind of a kid in the West Wing. Right, a couple of actors and actresses of note at 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.